This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here are this week's top headlines. Memorial in support of uranium mining in Senate. And memorial against new nuclear weapons passes through committee. Memorial in support of uranium mining in New Mexico Senate. A memorial in support of uranium mining has passed through the New Mexico Senate Rules and Conservation Committees. It is now scheduled to be heard on the floor. The memorial, sponsored by Senator Ulibarri from Cibola, Socorro, and Valencia counties, instructs the New Mexico Environment and Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Departments to, quote, collaborate with the New Mexico uranium industry to resolve existing barriers in order to advance consideration of uranium production, end quote. Senator Ulibarri described the memorial as being intended to foster communication between the government and the uranium industry. He believes that a resumption of uranium mining could be very good for the New Mexico economy. Opponents disagree, stating that past uranium mining has provided no long-term economic benefit to New Mexico, citing the current state of poverty in western New Mexico. The memorial states that the uranium resources have been estimated to be worth approximately $43 billion. One of the potential beneficiaries of the memorial is Hydro Resources Incorporated, HRI, a Texas-based corporation. HRI proposes to remove uranium using in-situ leach mining techniques, which inject a watery solution into the ground to strip the uranium from the sandstone. In Texas, this method has been shown to increase concentrations of uranium, other radioactive elements, and heavy metals in the groundwater. HRI and other uranium mining companies are proposing to mine in the Church Rock, Crown Point, and Mount Taylor areas. Mining in these areas would be in violation of the ban, which the Navajo Nation passed in 2005, against all future uranium mining within Navajo Indian Country. The ban on uranium mining was put in place due to the devastating legacy which the Navajo people have suffered from the industry. This memorial is scheduled to be heard on the New Mexico Senate floor Friday, March 2nd, but may be delayed. If it passes through the Senate, it will move to House committees. Memorial against new nuclear weapons passes through committee. A memorial which opposes the research, design, and production of new nuclear weapons passed through the New Mexico Senate Rules Committee. Senate Joint Memorial 47, which is sponsored by Shannon Robinson, calls for the halt of all development, production, or manufacturing new plutonium pits or any other components of nuclear weapons in New Mexico. The memorial cites Article 6 of the United States Constitution, which states that treaties are the supreme law of the land, and Article 6 of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, which calls for the eventual elimination of nuclear weapons. In particular, this memorial will have implications for the DOE's recent Complex 2030 proposal, with Complex 2030 DOE plans to modernize and increase the efficiency of the stockpile by redesigning existing nuclear weapons. The new designs will cater to new post-Cold War threats and may include such developments as low-yield nuclear weapons. Under Complex 2030, DOE may consolidate all plutonium activities at Los Alamos National Laboratory. Shannon Sullett of the Los Alamos Peace Project said, quote, future generations are dependent upon society waking up to peace, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.